Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your host for the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, so make a habit of plugging us in for some fine modern mainstream jazz. Tonight we're going to spotlight the artistry of valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer, all-around great valve trombonist, jazz soloist, composer, arranger, band leader, and had quite a history of great recorded music. He worked with the Stan Getz Quintet for some time. He was with the Clark Terry Quintet. He was with the Jerry Mulligan Concert Jazz Band. He was in the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band that played at the Village Vanguard every Monday night. And he also cut several albums with tenor sax band Zoot Sims and Al Cohn. And so we're going to do a little survey of Bob Brookmeyer's work. We'd need about six shows to really cover all the territory, but we'll give you a sampling tonight. We're going to open up with something from an album simply called Brookmeyer, a little big band that he put together. It included Gene Quill on alto sax, Hank Jones on piano, Milt Hutton on bass, Nick Travis on trumpet, Ozzie Johnson on drums. This is a little thing he wrote called Open Country.
Thank you.
That was a spotlight artist of the week, valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. Not only a great valve trombone soloist, he's a fine arranger, a composer, and band leader. And that was a Bob Brookmeyer composition called Open Country. You heard valve tone solo there by Bob Brookmeyer. Also, you heard Al Cohn there on tenor sax, the fine rhythm section of O.C. Johnson on drums, Milt Hinton on bass, and Hank Jones on piano. Now we're going to do something by that classic quintet that Miles Davis put together with, of course, Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and Paul Chambers on bass. And this is Miles' version of the classic composition written by Thelonious Monk, Round Midnight. Thank you. Fine muted trumpet of Miles Davis doing Thelonious Monk's composition Around Midnight, and some fine tenor work there by John Coltrane. We're going to return to our highlight spotlight artist of the week, trombonist, foul trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. We're going to do something from his album he cut in 1958 called Stretching Out, and this is the title track. It includes one of his soulmates at that time, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Also, another one of his soulmates that he recorded with a lot at that particular time, Al Cohn, and Harry Suisses on trumpet. Freddie Green out of the Basie Band, and Eddie Jones out of the Basie Band on guitar and bass, respectively. Let's listen to the title track, Stretching Out. Thank you. There's our artist we're saluting for this week. That's a valve trombonist, Bob Brookmeyer, and that's from his album Stretching Out. And besides that valve trombone solo there by Brookmeyer, we had Zoot Sims on tenor sax. Al Cohn switched over to baritone sax for his solo there. And then we had some fine muted trumpet by Harry Sweets Edison. Okay, now we're going to turn to one of the unsung tenor sax men, I think, has kind of been overlooked, but he was really a great, well-rounded tenor sax man. I think he came around at the long time. He came up about the same time as Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane, and so he didn't get all the press that he deserved. But this is Hank Mobley on tenor sax from his an album that he cut with Horace Silver on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Blakey on drums, on Blue Note, and it's a little composition written by Hank called Avila and Tequila. Thank you. Avila and Tequila, a Hank Mobley composition. That was Hank there on tenor sax. Fine piano work there by Horace Silver, and of course the effervescent Art Blakey on drums. That was recorded on a Blue Note label back in March of 1955. We're going to return now to our artist that we're saluting this week, and that's Bob Brookmeyer, and this is from his album Stretching Out. Kansas City Revisited. He was a big fan of the Kansas City style of jazz. It was made popular by Count Basie. And along with Brookmeyer on trombone, we've got Al Cohn on tenor sax, Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, Ned Pierce on piano. And so let's listen to an old standard that was made famous by the Count Basie big band pre-war, World War II. Beautiful ballad called Blue and Sentimental. Thank you. That's the artist we're highlighting this week. Bob Buchmeier there on valve trombone, reprising a great old ballad from the early Count Basie years called Blue and Sentimental. So, besides the valve trombone work of Buchmeier, we had some fine tenor sax work there by Paul Quinichet and Al Cohn, and the fine Basie-like piano of Nat Pierce. Okay, now we're going to turn to a little West Coast sound by one of my favorite tenor sax men, and that's Bill Perkins. And this is from an album called The Bill Perkins Octet on Stage. And Bill has surrounded himself with several outstanding musicians, too numerous to enumerate, but we'll give you an idea. We've got Stu Williamson on trumpet, Kyle Fontana on trombone, Mel Lewis on drums, Russ Freeman on piano. I think that gives you an idea of the caliber of the octet. And this is an old item that was quite a hit for the Jimmy Lunceford Big Band for Dancers Only. Thank you. That was the Bill Perkins Octet from Bill Perkins' album On Stage. Of course, Bill Perkins leading him through on tenor sax. Some fine trombone work there by Carl Fontana. And that was an old Cy Oliver favorite for dancers only, dressed up in a more modern version. Returning now to our highlighting of the recorded work of valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. We're going to turn to his album he cut called The Blues Hot and Cold. Here, Bob is just backed up by a small rhythm section of Jimmy Rolls on piano, Mel Lewis on drums, Buddy Clark on bass. This is a romp through that old war horse written by George and Ira Gershwin, I Got Rhythm. Thank you. was a droll little ending there by our featured artist of the week, valve trombonist Bob Rookmeyer, backed by an outstanding rhythm section of Jimmy Rolls on piano, Mel Lewis on drums, and Buddy Clark on bass. That was from Bob Rookmeyer's album, The Blues Hot and Cold, doing I Got Rhythm. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour. We hope you enjoyed it. You stick around for the second hour that we're going to start out with right after the news at the top of the hour for about 5-6 minutes. So please stick around. We're going to take it out with something by John Coltrane on tenor sax, doing a real up-tempo version of Irving Berlin's great tune, Russian Lullaby, backed up by Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Russian Lullaby. We'll be right back.